Turn to the Word of God.
让我们来看一些主的话。
We're going to study, share the message from Deuteronomy, but we're going to read the New Testament, Colossians.
我们要继续分享生命记，但是我们上来先看一些话语在哥罗西书。
Now, before Colossians, let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
好，让我们先来到罗马书的十二章。你看，先看罗马书十二章。
There's first two verses. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is a spiritual service and worship.
所以，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the word of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
现在让我们翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
第一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your minds on the things above, not on things that are on the earth.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So here, these two verses actually parallel to the Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 we just read.
我们看到这前面这两节跟刚才读的罗马书的前两节是好像是呼应的。
For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Now verse 5, Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which amounts to idolatry.
第五节，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience.
因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
And in them you also once walked when you were living in them.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。
But now you also put them all aside, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth.
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事。以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside old self with its evil practices.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为。
And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。
A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
在此并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another, and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against another, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Beyond all this, put on love, which is a perfect bond of unity.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心， 爱心就是联络全德的。
So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with the psalms, the hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with the thankfulness in your hearts to God.
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Whatever you do in word or deeds, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father.
无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有些祷告。
Father God, thank you for your grace to gather us on the day of Lord's resurrection.
主，真是感谢你的恩典，让我们召聚我们在一起。
May you grant us grace that is giving us the Mary's position.
主，真是能够给我们这样的恩典，让我们有好像玛利亚的那样的位置。
That is at the feet of the Lord Jesus.
能够坐在主的脚边。
Listening to every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
让我们能够倾听来自主口中的每一个字，每一句话。
Without any distraction.
让我们毫无拦阻的，毫无干扰的。
May the Lord Jesus is our only focus point.
让我们唯独定睛在主基督身上。
May the blood of Lord Jesus cover and cleanse us all.
愿主耶稣的宝血也能够洁净我们，遮盖我们。
And may you fill us, every one of us, with the Holy Spirit.
也求你以圣灵充满我们在座的每一位。
In Christ Jesus, His holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告侍奉主基督宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So,Our message actually comes from Deuteronomy.
我们的信息是继续交通生命记。
That is the God's word to second generation.
那是神给第二代的话语。
God speak again.
神第二次讲话。
So we are all second generations.
我们都是第二代。
And God will speak again today.
就像今天神也在这里讲话。
So in Deuteronomy we have 24 chapters.
你知道生命记有24章。
Now, first 11 chapters are the prelude.
好像可以分为在前边的11章是一个序章序言。
Like introduction.
好像一个介绍。
And that the real statutes and judgments actually is from chapter 12 through chapter 26.
而神真正再一次颁布他的律例和典章是从第12章到26章。
That God tells us that how to worship and how to live our daily lives.
在那里神教导我们如何敬拜他，如何过我们每日的生活。
And after 27 to 34, that is a postscript.
在最后一部分27章到34章好像是一个最后尾声的部分。
So from 1 to 11, that part of introduction,
在第一部分，也就是1到11章这部分序言的部分里，
The first three chapters are reviewing the history.
我们看到前三章是在回顾历史。
And they just spend 40 years in the wilderness.
因为以色列民在旷野当中40年。
So Moses reviewed this history for the spiritual lessons they should all learn.
所以摩西就在这里回顾他们40年的历史当中学到的属灵的功课。
Of course, it's also for us to learn.
当然这对于我们今天的我们也是一个要学的功课。
And then from chapter 4 to 11,
然后从第四章到11章,
it to prepare our heart to receive, to obey the word of God, which is revealed from chapter 12 through chapter 26.
第四章到第十一章的教导其实是预备我们的心去遵行神的旨意，那个旨意是从第十二章开始介绍出来的。
So in this section, chapter 4 through 11,
在这一部分，也就是第四章到十一章，
We shared in the chapter 4,
我们已经交通过第四章的内容，
That tells us that God's statutes and judgments,
也就是介绍神的律例和典章的这部分。
And their privilege,
他的特权。
And they heard God spoke Ten Commandments in their ears.
以色列民就在耳中听到了神颁布的诫命。
It's a very important privilege that only Israel, that first generation, had in the history.
这是以色列民非常独特的他们的一个特权，就是他们听过，在第一个时代当中，他们听过这样的诫命。
God's voice pushed the air and vibrates their eardrums, and they heard the voice of God.
他们是实实在在的神的话，他们在空中听到了这样的话，进到他们的耳朵当中，他们实实在在的听到了。
And This is a critical moment so that they should not worship any images. They only heard the voice.
这是一个实在的经历，他们不是看到了那个像，他们是真的听到了声音。
And chapter 5 is the Ten Commandments.
第五章就是在介绍这个十诫。
And Moses repeated the Ten Commandments to The Israel.
摩西在那里再一次的向以色列民来宣讲十条诫命。
To the second generation.
这个时候的受众是那第二代的以色列民。
Most of them were born in the wilderness.
他们当中的大部分都出生在旷野。
And God spoke second time through Moses the Ten Commandments.
接着摩西神第二次的来颁布他的诫命。
I think if you're Christians, if you've been saved for 2 or 5 years, you should know that two places God spoke Ten Commandments to us.
我想，如果你是一个基督徒，可能得救了有几年的时间，应该知道在圣经当中我们有两处介绍了这个十条诫命。
You should be able to tell us what would be the first place that God spoke Ten Commandments.
你应该能够告诉我哪一处是他是第一次来介绍十诫。
You can say it in your heart. It's Exodus 20.
心里来回答这个问题，是出埃及记的二十章。
The second place in the Deuteronomy chapter 5.
第二处就是申命记的第五章。
And we mentioned that we read through this Ten Commandments and we picked up the one.Very particular one.
我们曾经完整的读过这十条诫命，然后我们还仔细的交通了当中特别的一条。
Only major difference is in the fourth commandment.
因为有一个唯一的一个不同的地方，就是在第四条。
It's about the Sabbath.
就是关乎安息日的。
Sabbatical rest.
就是安息。
The most important testimony of God's people. In the Old Testament, they are Israel's.In today, they are Christians.
在旧约时代的以色列民和现在的基督徒身上，我们最重要的一个见证就是安息。
It's a testimony of Sabbath.
就是安息的见证。
And that's very unique to the people who know God.
这对于认识神的民来讲是非常独特的一点。
God wants us every day strive to enter this sabbatical rest.
神愿意他的民每一天都能够竭力的进入这样的安息。
And every day, we can have this testimony of God's rest in our hearts.
我们甚至每一天也能够有这样的见证和经历，就是每一天能够安息在主里面。
So today, I'd like to share another Ten Commandments.
所以今天我想来分享另外一个版本的十诫。
It's in the New Testament. I call it the Ten Commandments for Church Life.
它就是在新约当中的十诫，我把它称作为教会生活的十诫。
That listed in the Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 through 17.
它就是我们刚读的哥罗西书第三章一到十七节。
Because Paul used an imperative tense when he used these 10 phrases.
因为保罗在这里写到这个十条诫命的时候，他特别在语法上用的是一个命令的语气。
You know, we know in the grammar, there's a different mood. So this, Paul used imperative mood, meaning there's a command.
我们知道在文法上、语法上有一个语气，就是称作祈使句或者是命令的语气。
So I call it the Ten Commandments for Christians church life.
所以我把这个十个命令的这样的教导称作基督徒的教会生活的实践。
Let me point it out to you.
让我们一一的分享。
The first one is verse 1.
第一点就是在第一节。
That's the seek the things above.
就是求在上面的事。
That's a command.
这是一个命令。
Second command in the chapter, in the verse 2. Set your minds on the things above.
第二条是在第二节。是思念上面的事。
Again, this is a command.
这也是一个命令。
And third command is verse 5.
第三条命令是在第五节。
Consider the members of your earthly body as dead.
要致死你们在地上的肢体。
That's the command.
这还是一个命令。
Third command. Now, fourth command is in Verse 8.
第四条命令是在第八节。
Put them all aside.
弃绝这一切的事。
Anger, wrath, malice, slander, abuse, speech. So this is a put aside. Put them all aside is a command. Fourth command.
这个命令就是把那一切污秽的言语要弃绝这一切的事。
And fifth command is do not lie to one another.
第五条命令是不要彼此说谎。
And the sixth command in the verse 12.
第六条命令在第十二节。
Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and verse 13 is also part of that command. Put on a heart of compassion, etc. The virtues, seven virtues.
就是要从存字开始，后面带出的七个品德，这个存字在原文当中也做穿，所以这样一个动词是表示命令。
This is the sixth command.
这是第六条命令。
And seventh command is the 14.
第七条命令是十四节。
Put on love.
要存着爱心。
We know that this verse, this sentence does not have a verb, so in the English grammar or in the Greek grammar the same. When a main sentence missing a verb, then the verb borrows from previous sentence, which is put on.
我们知道原文这句话当中从始至终没有动词。我们知道在希腊文的文法里面，如果这一句话没有动词的话，那这个动词就承继于上一句话的那个动词。
In the verse 12, put on.
也就是十二节这个穿。
So that's the seventh command.
这是七个命令。
Put on love.
存着爱心。
And then in verse 15 is our eighth command is let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
第八条命令是十五节，就是叫他做主。
And the ninth one is in the chapter 15 also, but in the end it says beThankful is also a command, a ninth command.
第九条命令同样是在十五节，在后半部分，他讲到存感恩的感谢的心。
And the last one, the tenth command is 16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
最后一条第十条命令是在十六节，他说到要把基督的道理存在心里，这个存在心里。
So let's go through these commandments, ten commandments in the New Testament that help us, that require us to live a normal Christian church life.
下面就让我们一条一条来交通这个新约的十诫，也是提醒我们，要求我们来过在教会当中过一个正常的基督徒的生活。
So in the first commandment, first command is, therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated in the right hand of God.
你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
The church life is on the foundation of resurrection.
我们知道教会的生活的基础就是这样，它基础就是复活。
Who are the church?
谁是组成教会的？
Are those who are raised with Christ.
是那些靠着主基督耶稣复活的人。
In other words, they believe in the Lord Jesus.And they are baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
换句话说，是那些相信我们的主，并且靠着我们主的名来受浸的人。
So these are the church.
这些才是教会。
With this basis, if we truly believe in the Lord and get baptized,
有这样的基础在，如果我们真的相信主，并且靠着他受浸的话
，then the first command.From God is for us is to seek the things above.
我们就能够看到从神来的第一条在我们身上的命令就是让我们求在上面的事。
It's parallel to the chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
这就好像刚才罗马书12章第一节那个呼应上。
By the mercy of God, present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
靠着把自己的身体献上，然后是神所喜悦的。
Whole perspective of a life changed once for all.
好像我们的身体就这样开始转变。
我们人生观。
人生的观念都有转变。
This is when we are baptized.We're raised up with Christ, and the first command for us.
这就是当我们受浸归入他，同他一同复活之后，我们领受的第一条命令。
Seek things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Remember, we are heavenly.
要知道我们是属天的人。
We need to think heavenly things.
因此，我们要思想的是属天的事情。
Now, one of the things we often heard from the young people is that I get bored. I'm bored.
我常常听到年轻的人会说啊，我觉得很无聊。
And the parents heard that they were scared, right? They didn't know what to do that to entertain you.
呀，当父母听到这样的话，其实都感到很可怕，因为不知道该用如何的事情去让孩子能够开心。
If you're a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒的话
you know what to do.
你应该知道该如何去做
To fill your voice of daily life.
就是
To fill the void of daily life. 空虚。
要避免那样好像每日世上那样空虚的生活。
And then second command is set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on the earth.
第二条命令第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So this corresponds to the second verse in the Romans chapter 12.
这也是呼应刚才罗马书十二章第二节。
It says do not be conformed to the world.
他说到不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of mind.
但是要心意，只要心意更新而变化。
So once our life perspective is changed, now we need to be really careful about our mind.
如果我们想要好像心意更新变化的话，我们要非常注意我们的思想上的事。
Because God speaks to us through our mind and our conscience.
因为神就是借着我们的头脑思想和我们的良心来对我们讲话。
Last time we proved through the revelation that reading Word of God is to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道，我们得到启示，我们读神的话，就是来领受他的那个亮光。
We read God's word with our mind.
我们是用我们自己的头脑来读神的话。
The word of God will renew our mind.
靠着神的话，我们能够来更新我们的思想。
So that's very important for us to fill our mind with God's word.
所以，用神的话来充满我们的思想是非常重要的事情。
And it says, it gives us some reason. So for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
他这里也告诉我们原因，就是第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
In the Galatians chapter 2, it tells us actually we are seated with Christ in heaven.
我们从哥罗西书的第二章我们看到，实际上我们就是在天上和基督同在的。
So we are in two places at the same time.
这就好像我们同一时刻在两个不同的地方。
You are right now sitting here.
现在你好
像 On the bench.
就坐在椅子上，在我们的会所当中。
But do you know in the meantime, at the same time, same moments, you are in heaven sitting with Christ.
你知道吗？就在这同一时刻，你也同时在天上与基督同坐。
Do you believe it?
你相信这一点吗？
Now this is a science.
这是科学。
Now the science called physics, quantum physics.
我们知道科学当中有一个学问叫量子力学。
Quantum physics tells us that there could be multiple universes.
量子力学的理论告诉我们是有可能同时存在平行的宇宙。
And that we could be at the two different universes at the same time.
我们是从科学上都是有可能同时存在于两个不同的宇宙。
Scientists try to prove that, so they built a huge colliders.Collider, they call it collider, Hadron Collider in Europe.
科学家为了证明这一点，他们去建造了非常大的那个强子的对撞机在欧洲。
They tried to collide two atoms together at the speed of light.
他们企图让两个原子来碰撞，来然后创造出那个接近光的速度。
One of the objectives is to find out if this our universeAnd another parallel universe collide.
所以他们就
intersect.
所以他们就发现，如果两个平行的宇宙能够有相交、有相撞的部分的话，
相交、相撞太可怕了。
相交
too scary, even it's a collide, right? Let's see,
okay.
Intersect.
Okay, 有相会、相交的地方。
Yes, colliding to with another universe, too scary. Intersect, right? The two universes intersect or not? This is one of the objectives they might find out.
他们就发现了这样的证据，就是不同的宇宙它是有相交的这样的情况发生。
I asked one of my colleagues who is a PhD in the physics. I said, "You believe in that? They also talk about pure science. Bible has that 2,000 years ago."
我跟我一个同事曾经谈话，他是这方面的博士，然后我问他，你相信今天科学这样最前沿的发现，其实在圣经当中2000年前已经有这样的写出来了吗？
If you believe in the Lord,
如果你相信主，
your same time in the two places,
你就同时存在在两个地方。
In another universe called the spiritual worldThat we are sitting with Christ.
另外那样一个世界就称作属灵的世界，在那样里面，我们是与基督同坐的。
Paul as a second commandment, set your minds on the things above.
保罗就写到了这样的第二条命令，你们要思念上面的事。
Reading God's word.
要读神的话语。
Talk about God's word.
谈论讲论神的话语。
Now later we're going to share that. That's tenth command.
我
later we're going to share that in tenth command.
在后面在第十条命令当中，我们会继续来分享这一点。
And then third command is that therefore consider the members of the earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry.
第三条命令是在第五节，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Another translation, which literal translation is put to death.
另外一个翻译就是把它处死，致死。
So here is a third command.
这就是第三个命令。
So in this, in the Greek, in the grammar, they had a little nuances. This is I call it don't ever do it.
在这个希腊文的原来的语法当中，他用了一种特殊的语法，他表达的那个意思就是永远不要做，千万不要做，这样的意思。
And so its commandment is that don't ever commit all this.Sins.
它代表要求我们永远不要犯这样的罪。
So members of earthly body.
就是肢体。
Our feet, our hands, our eyes, our ears.
像我们的身体，我们的手脚、耳朵、眼睛。
Our mouth can all.
我们的嘴。
Become instrument of sin.
我们这些肢体其实都可以成为犯罪的工具。
Even our body.
包括我们的身体。
We learned that in the First Corinthians chapter 6, we just studied.
我们刚刚查经也交通过哥林多书的第六章。
And then we'll move on to a fourth command, that is in verse 8.
我们第八节。提到的第四个命令
put them all aside.
弃绝一切。
So what are the things? These are anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive speech from your mouth.
就是恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
We all know that. Let me pick this one. The slander, anger and wrath. You know that Some believers, when they have a meeting, they argue and they are very using angry language or tone.
让我们来交通这一点，就是这个恶毒毁谤。
Angry and wrath.
恼恨愤怒。
Yeah, you think Christians are all gentle and nice.
好像我们有一个印象是基督徒都非常的平和，非常友善。
They never raise up their voice.
好像声调从来都不会很高。
Which is not true.
但其实肯定不是这样。
So, but God's word command is no anger, no wrath, no malice, slander.
但神给我们的命令是要我们不要有恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤。
Don't say bad things about anyone behind their back.
好像
slander.
呀，没有在不能在人后有那样的毁谤的不好的言语。
And abusive speech also translates obscene speech or filthy speech.
污秽的言语有翻译成就是恶毒的言语、不洁的言语这样的翻译。
污秽的言语。
污秽的言语。呀、
yeah. So a lot of people.That they curse.
好像我们知道有很多人这样出口会去
骂三字经。
会有恶言，会有脏话。
And all young people in school, they also curse in your at home as well. They curse.
像在年轻的人，不管是在学校、在家庭当中，常常这样口中有这样污秽的话出口。
One of the signs of God's salvation is that they will stop cursing.
我们看到神拯救的一个标志，就是这样的人逐渐的开始不再讲这样的脏话。
But obviously some Christians still do. So it says, don't curse.
当然，显然仍然有基督徒还这样行，所以这里有这样一条命令。
As parents, you need to tell your children, your especially teenagers, that they stop cursing.
作为父母，要提醒教育你的孩子，尤其是那些在青年时期的孩子们，要提醒他们停止有这样不洁的言语。
Now this world becomes so bad, even elementary school students curse.
我们知道今天不只是大的孩子，甚至是在小学的小孩子都有这样的行为。
My children sometimes come back to me saying that, oh, you know so and so curse?
哦，我常常听到我的孩子来到我面前跟我说，知道谁谁谁又讲脏话。
And then, faithful ones do not lie to one another.
第五个命令是说不要彼此 说谎。
It seems very obvious to not lie, but he gives us a very deep reason.
这个好像听起来是非常简单的一件事情，但是他给了我们非常深，告诉我们非常深刻的道理。
It is about the image of God.
它关乎着是那一位的像。
We know that the devil, the Satan is called the father of all lies.
我们知道圣经告诉我们这魔鬼撒旦是所有说谎人的父。
And so, you know, nowadays we have people called white lies.
我们知道在今天我们有这样的说法，说是善意的谎言。
A lot of believers confused with no lies at all. Some of them are good intention.
我们这时候基督徒可能就有些混乱，就不知道这样的是不是属于谎言的这样一个范围。
I try to avoid that as much as possible.
我对待这样的所谓的善意的谎言的态度，也是竭力的去尽可能的去避免。
For example, a secret birthday party.
举个善意的谎言的例子，就是比如说这个秘密的生日 party。
Whenever that someone tried to give me a secret something that I knew that beforehand, there's no secret at all.
当我经历有人给我秘密的这个秘密的惊喜的那个的时候，我好像提前就知道了。对于我来讲，倒没有什么秘密可言。
Somehow all these people who you want to help secret and knew beforehand.One way or the other.
有的时候就是这样，你可能提前就知道了这些所谓的秘密的事情。
So I have to pretend that I didn't know.
所以我还得要装作我不知道。
And I have to act it out as a surprise.
我还得装作好像是非常惊喜的样子。
So I told them, don't give me any surprise birthday.
所以我告诉他们不要给我，以后不要给我这样的好像生日的惊喜的这样的事情。
So some of us come together also, we have a secret bond, something. They come up with a way to have surprises as though that your life's not exciting enough.
我常常人有各种各样的想法，好像把很多事情都搞成秘密的这个事情惊喜的那个事情，好像他们平时的生活好像还不够惊喜，不够意外，好像缺少那样的刺激。
Actually, Christian life, normal Christian life, full of excitement.
我们应该认识到，我们作为基督徒的生活，其实日常当中就应该有很多这样的
full of wonders.
应该有很多奇妙的这样的经历。
If you see it, your mind set your mind things about, you can see those things happen in our life, in the brother sister's life as well.
如果我们能够定睛在属灵的事上，定睛在弟兄姊妹的生命上，我们其实能够常常能够经历这样的奇妙的事情。
So in verse 11, it says, a renewal in which there is no Greek and Jew.
十一节，在此并不分希腊人、犹太人。
Circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督。
So Christian is to reflect the image of God.
我们知道基督就是神那个神的像在肉身显现。
So here it says very interesting, right? There is no Greek and Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, etc.
所以在这里就非常明确告诉我们，并不区分希腊人、犹太人，受割礼的、未受割礼的。
So here with us, there's no Chinese. No Chinese in the church.
所以在我们的聚会当中，我们也不区分是不是中国人。
No Indians.
好像也我们也没有说区分是不是印度人。
No Americans.
没有区分美国人。
It's Christ all and in all.
我们同为在基督里面。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Only Christ.
只是主基督耶稣。
And then we see this sixth command.
那接下来我们就看到了第六条命令。
Sixth command says that so at those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved.
你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人。
Put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
就要存原文作穿怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心。
And plus that's a 13 is all in total seven virtues.
再加上13节，这一共讲到了七个神的品德。
So.The compassion, put on compassion. Compassion means a deep feeling from our heart about others' troubles, pains.
第一个的品德就是怜悯，他讲到存怜悯的心，指的就是我们能够对别人的难处、痛苦能够有感同身受。
In real life, that people experience troubles more than happy moments.
我们知道在我们的生活当中人常的经历难处的时候其实要比好像顺利开心的时候要多。
So we should put in their shoes, feel their pains.
我们要真的是站在受苦的人的立场上来能够感同身受他的那个难处。
Now second virtue we need to put on as a command, we have to put on is kindness.
第二个要求我们能够穿戴的这样的品德就是恩慈。
Now why is kindness?
那什么是恩慈？
Kindness in Greek means useful, being useful, usefulness.
在希腊文当中它的意思是有用、有益的。
Giving hands.
能够愿帮助别人的。
At home you help toTake out garbages.
好像在家里的小事，比如说倒垃圾这样的事情。
Help to prepare food. Maybe you can cut something and help it out.
比如说帮助厨房准备饭食。
Help wash dishes.
好像洗碟子碗。
Or cook meal for brothers and sisters who are ill.
就是为弟兄姊妹来准备食物。
This is biblical kindness.
这个就是那个恩慈友谊帮助别人的表现。
It is not politeness. Politeness have a different word, but we often take politeness as kindness.
这个不同于礼貌那个词。当然，我们知道礼貌也是这样有恩慈的这样表现之一。
I told you this story, but repeat again.
我以前讲过这个故事，但我愿意再讲一遍。
Let me repeat it. It is Yo-Yo going to my third.Child going to college.
这是我的小女儿去上大学的时候。
At the Ramapo, and everyone first day, everyone like the first day, you know, everyone, our family go there and then, you know, unload things to their dorm.
在第一天报道的时候，好像每个学生的家庭都一起到那个学校，帮助他去来布置这个宿舍。
Yep, cars parked maybe, you know, little bit away from the dorm.
好像停车的位置呢，离那个宿舍的地方是有点距离。
We park in a place that's actually further away from dorm.
我们停的比较远，离宿舍。
And then we went there and then look at they had the roommates roommates there as well.
当然，在那里也有室友。
And their family they asked very politely.
室友的家长问我们，态度非常的礼貌。
Do you need the help?To carry things for you,
他们
from the car.
呀，非常礼貌，问我们需不需要帮助，帮我们把东西从车搬到那个宿舍。
And in politeness, we reply, "Oh, no. Thank you very much, but no, we can handle ourselves."
我们也同样非常有礼貌的回答他们啊，不需要，非常感谢，我们可以自己来。
But on the way back to the car, we regret it.
但是当我们走向那个汽车的那个路上，我们就其实有点后悔了。
So I told you, I said next time, if you have similar case and other friends come over, then just don't ask, just go with them and then help them out carrying the stuff.
所以我就跟我的小女儿说，下一次如果再有这样类似的情况的话，你就直接去帮助那些你觉得需要帮助的人，不要去问他们需不需要帮助。
That is called kindness. Actually, help people.
这就是恩慈所指的那个愿意帮助别人的。
To be useful.
能够有益的。
The humility is the one that is the low place.
下一个品德就是谦虚，它讲的是那个很低的那个姿态。
Now, if in a meeting in a company, you're a chairperson, so you have a particular seat, you need to sit there.
好像在公司里那样的开会的时候，每个人有不同的位置，要坐在自己的位置上。
Now, if you're a chairperson, you should sit in the chairperson position.
当然，如果你是那个主席的话，你要坐在你主席该坐的位置。
If you talk about this other gathering, there's no seat, no names associated, then you want to take the low place.
当然对于其他人没有这样的讲究的时候每个人选择自己愿意坐的位置，有一个愿意更低的姿态。
And gentleness means power in self-control.
温柔这个品德指的是那种自制的力量。
You have a power.
你有这样的力量。
It can become violent power or it can haveUnder self-control to be useful, to be helpful to others.
这个力量可能是那个不受控制的、破坏的那样的力量，也可以是，能够自制的、能够有行义事的那样的力量。
Instead of a violent wind in the sea that flipped the boats over, a violent wind in the sea.
OK, 那我们知道那样比如说在海上这样的一种这样的一种力量能够把那个船掀翻。
To make it gentle so the boat can sail to its destination with the what is called it? Sail, right? With the
但是当我们能够像帆船这样的设计能够转化中把那种野性的风的那个破坏的力量能够用好的话，它就能够帮助这个船在海上行驶。
And like a wild elephant, very violent, dangerous to human beings.
另外一个例子就是，好像那个野外野生的那样的大象，它是非常有力量，对人来讲其实是很危险的。
But a domesticated, is that domesticated English word? Domesticated elephant can be very useful.For human beings.
我们就看到另外一方面，如果能这个大象能被驯服的话，能被驯化的话，它又能极大的帮助人去做事。
So, power and strength need to be guided by the Holy Spirit to be useful to His church.
我们知道这样的能力、力量， 需要被引导，能够在教会里面能够有功用。
And patient means a long temper.
下一点，忍耐指的是那个好的脾气。
Meaning that don't get angry.
它指的就是那个不轻易发怒。
Don't get irritated.
不会被激怒。
So this is all the things that Paul said. This is command we should all put on. We should all learn.
这几点就是保罗写的，我们都应该存的那些品德，都应该穿戴上的那些。
And then he said 13, bearing with one another.
第十三节他继续说到包彼此包容。
So this is called a hold a person up.
这个的意思就是个人能够扶持彼此向上。
It's like we're holding the kid. If there's a pond of water in front of children like Kai Kai, and we can hold him up and put them over there so his feet will not get wet.
就好像我小孙子走路前面有一滩水的时候，我会把他举起来，越过这个障碍。
Remember that there's a image called a footprint in the sand.
我们知道大家有没有印象，有这样非常经典的一个画面，就是这个画的标题叫做沙滩上的脚印。
So a person dream a dream and he see the whole his life is like a footprint on the sand, in the sand.
好像有一个人做一个异梦，他觉得他的一生都像这样一幅场景，就是在长长的沙滩上有一排脚印。
And he sees that there's two pairs of footprints.
他看到的脚印是开始是两个人的脚印。
So one is himself, the other one's Lord's.
一个脚印呢是他自己的，另外一组脚印是主的。
But he, to his surprise, he saw sometimes he saw only one footprint.
但是有的时候呢，他又看到这两个脚印又变成了一个人的脚印。
And he noticed that those are the times he experienced difficulties.
他知道一个脚印的那个时期呢，其实都是他在属灵上有难处的这样的时间。
So he asked the Lord, didn't you promise me that you can be always with me? Thick or thin, through the fire and through the water.
所以他就来问主说，你不是应许你一生都要保护我，不管经历水和火。
Why in my most difficult time I only see my footprints, not yours? Why you abandon me?
为什么在我最难的时候你却不见了，我只能看到我一个人的脚印。
And Lord said, that footprint, that one pair of footprint is mine, not yours. I carry you through your difficult times.
主回答他说，那一排脚印恰恰是我的脚印，不是你的脚印，在你最难的时候是我来举起你来越过那个难处。
Now here's the command.
所以在这里它是一个命令。
You and I will carry other brown sisters through their difficult times.
命令我们要彼此的扶持，能够在弟兄姊妹互相能够扶持着越过难处。
When they see their life as footprints in the sand, that one pair of the footprints will be yours or mine.
因此当这个弟兄姊妹如果他的属灵生命在那个沙滩上的脚印这幅画的时候，那么唯一存在的那一排脚印应该是你是我这样愿意帮助弟兄姊妹人的脚印。
Now Lord in us will carry each other through.
那我们里面住着的主会帮助我们来彼此扶持弟兄姊妹。
And what about the forgiving?He says that the seventh one is forgiving each other.
下面一个命令是饶恕彼此饶恕。
As the Lord forgave us.
就像我们的主饶恕我们一样。
Now forgiving, I like the English word, right? The two words together, forgiving.
在英语里面，原谅饶恕这个词，它可以分成两个部分，一部分是
When you forgiveSomeone who offended you is to give something precious in you to the offender.
英语里这个词呢拆成两部分，有一部分有给的意思，所以告诉我们饶恕对方实际上是把自己的一部分 给了对方。
When someone offended you, you give yourself, which is most precious. You give yourself to who offend you.
教导我们的是，当有人冒犯你的时候，你要把你自己来给对方。
If someone say something to your husband, for example, and which that offended you, then you need to give your husband to that offender.
好像如果你听到了别人的言语好像冒犯到了你的先生，那如果你愿意原谅的话，好像就是把你先生也愿意来给这样来送给这样的冒犯他的。
If someone speak something to your children which offended you, then you need to give your children over to the offender.
就好像如果有人是冒犯的是你的孩子，当你原谅的时候，也好像把孩子的一部分来送给了冒犯的这样的他的人。
Forgiving actually costly.
所以原谅是有代价的，是要付出的。
So he says, as the Lord forgive us.
所以他说，就像主原谅我们。
Remember that Lord Jesus uses parable. This the master has a servant who owed the master a huge amount of money. He can never repay even with the several lifetimes.
所以我们就记得主的教导，他用的比喻就是一个人欠他的主人很多的钱，多到他这一生都无法偿还。
And the master forgave him.
他的主人免了他的债。
And but this slave turned and saw another slave owe him just 10 cents.
而另外有一个仆人欠主人只有十文钱。
And he refused to forgive that person and drug him to the court and put him in prison.
而这一位被免了更多钱的人却不愿意原谅那个只欠他十文钱的人，还要吵到那个。
And you know the when how did Lord forgive us?
我们知道神原谅我们是赦免了我们多少的债。
Some brown sister asked me, I will not forgive that person unless he asks for forgiveness.
我听到弟兄姊妹有跟我说，就是我在交通的时候，他说我不会原谅那样冒犯我的人，除非他来到我面前来请求我原谅他。
But how did the Lord forgive us?
那我们想想，我们的主是如何原谅我们。
You can see that when David committed sin, later he repented.
我们可以回想，当大卫犯罪，后来又悔改这个事情。
And you know how Nathan, that prophet, replied to David?Nathan is the prophet, the name.
我们知道拿但业先知对大卫来说什么。
And he says, the Lord has already forgiven you.
他告诉大卫，主已经原谅了他。
Before David asked for forgiveness,
这件事甚至发生在大卫请求主原谅他之前。
Lord,has already forgiven him.
我们的主已经原谅了大卫。
In the heart.
在主的心里已经原谅了大卫。
So, before someone asks you for forgiveness, we should forgive them in our heart first.
所以不要等弟兄姊妹来请求你的原谅，我们应该在心里早就原谅了冒犯你的人，冒犯你的弟
兄姊妹。And verse 14, because time constraint.Can we finish all 10? So by God's grace, maybe we'll finish all 10. So here it says, there's a seventh, right? And then the seventh command is in the 14, put on love.
这七个命令就是第十四节，爱，存着爱心。
So it says, it is the perfect bond of unity.
他说这是联络全德的。
It's today's hymn, Brother Let Us Singing. It's love. Christian church life, most important is love.
像我们今天诗歌中唱到的，我们也知道在基督徒的教会当中，爱也是最重要的。
Beyond all these virtues, he says, put on love, because love is like a crazy glue, bind us together, and nobody can shake us off.
所以在这在讲到七个美德之外，他还提到了爱心，因为它就像一个超级的胶水一样，能够把我们紧密的连在一起，不能够被打碎。
Nothing can break us apart.
没有人能够再把我们分开。
This is agape love.
这是一个永远的神的爱。
Another thing I need to mention is that a lot of brothers and sisters that from the similar background as I come from.They will say, none of Christian can never do such a, all these things commands that the Pope laid it out here, or any command in the Bible.
我听到一个也是来自于我们相同的背景的弟兄跟我分享，他觉得所有这些神的命令、这些要求的美德，基督徒其实是做不到的。
And they don't even try.
他们也从来没有去试着要去做。
But yes, correct. We can never.Do this ourselves.
他说的对，如果我们靠自己，我们是做不到。
But God gave us as command so that we have to try.
但神给我们的这样命令，我们必须竭力的去做。
Over again.
一次又一次的努力。
If you don't try, how do you know that God already gave you that grace to overcome this?
如果你不去竭力的去努力的话，你怎么知道神已经借着恩典把这个胜过的能力给了你？
How do you know?
你怎么能知道
？In a dream，
你难道只是
or see a vision？
只是做梦，只是通过意象吗
？You have to try，
必须要去行。
All the brothers and sisters I saw, they never try。
所有的有这样问题的弟兄姊妹，我看到他们连试都不愿意去试。
So that's wrong，
这是不对的。
We have to try，
我们必须要去努力去尝试。
You cannot love that person because he offended you。
你难道不能去根本不去原谅那些冒犯你的人？
Try to love. Try to invite him to your house. Try to have a coffee together. Try. Maybe he will refuse you 10 times. Keep trying until God works in both of you.
要不断努力去尝试去原谅，去邀请他能够有交通到，也许一起喝咖啡，或者你可能经历很多拒绝，每一次这样的尝试都失败，但是要去努力，要去竭力的去试去做。
And pray, of course, you have to pray through.All this.
当然在这一切经历当中要借着祷告来行。
Okay, so now let's move on to the next one. This eighth one, let the peace of Christ rule.
第八点命令就是叫他做主。
15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
15节要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
So this peace,Not just your own peace. If you make decision, you want to do something, that peace is not just for yourself. That peace means that all other brothers and sisters have to have the peace in their heart about you, about what you want to do, about service, what you want to do.
这里面指的那个平安，并不是你好像个人一个决定，个人的选择所经历的那个平安，而是在教会的弟兄姊妹当中能够共同的那个经历的那平安。
So to which indeed you are called in one body. So you can see that this peace is not about just your own peace. You want to make decision, right? Of course, most time we feel peaceful because we go our own way. We don't care about, or we can't hear about God's voice. So this peace is about not only yours, but also brothers and sisters around you.
所以在这里他讲到归为一体，所以我们看到并不是你个人，当然我们要自己做，常常要自己做决定，走自己的路，但是这里面讲到那些平安不只是你个人的经历，是在你的经历当中，你的决定当中，周围的弟兄姊妹也一同经历的那种平安。
If some brothers and sisters don't feel peace, then that's not God's will for you to do, to take action.
如果我们周围的弟兄姊妹并没有那样的平安的话，我们就知道这并不是神在你心上，在你身上的那样的一个带领，一个心意。
Okay, ninth one is be thankful.
第九个命令就是存感谢的心。
So be thankful is in the following two verses as well, right? Be giving thanks with a thankfulness in your heart to God. This is at the end of chapter 16, verse 16.And in 17, it says, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
这个命令从十五节的后半部分一直到十七节都提到了存感谢的心，要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神。
Be thankful is not just superficially. We just read today, studied the psalm. You need to not only count God's blessing in the verse 7:15 hymn, count God's count your blessings. A Chinese translation just says count. Oh, God bless me 10 times. Count it 10. But English original word, it says name them one by one, right? Not count them one by one.
感谢，存感谢的心并不是一个肤浅的表面的概念，是有那个实际的。我们的诗歌715首属主恩惠这个诗歌，它里面中文我们把它翻译成属主恩典要一一的数，我们用的是数这个词。而我们看到原来的英文的那个版本，在英文里面它用了一个动词，不只是数，而是要说出来念出来，甚至是把这个恩惠一一命名出来。
So in the across the hymn, so we just read today, the sing of praises is across, he used alphabets and to name God's blessing one at a time. It takes a lot more effort on our parts.
甚至可以按照英文的英文的字母一个一个的来总结神的那个恩典在我们身上的恩惠。当然这需要更多的那个努力，花更多的精力时间去来认真的数算神的恩典。
So don't just be thanking God superficially. But it's not mine, right? Just make sure it's not mine.
不要只是仅仅的好像非常流于表面的那样的感谢神。
Name them one by one.
真的是要把他们一一的说出来，一一的命名出来。
Chinese has 20,000 words, so name them with the 20,000 words.
汉字里有20,000个常用的汉字。
English has 26 letters.
英语26个字母。
Alright, so let's look at the last one.
Okay, 我们来看最后一个命令。
That is,Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
第十七节，第十六节就是让这个基督道理存在心里，
丰丰富富的
存在心里。
So this command, so I have this. I just wrap it up. New Testament has 260 chapters.
我们知道在新约的部分呢。有260章的书。
If you study from today, read the 4 chapters a day, New Testament, then by the end of August, you can finish the whole New Testament.
我们知道，如果你从今天开始每一天读4章的新约圣经的话，到8月底，你可以把完整的新约部分读完。
If you follow the reading through the whole chapter, whole Bible.Once in a year, this will be least interruptive.
如果你定义要一年读完圣经一遍的话，每天你至少要读这么多的章节。
好噻。Alright, so if you follow that reading a year, so then you can later you already read through the.New Testament in the summer, so you can just have one last chapter instead of 4 chapters, right? Old Testament 3 and New Testament 1, you can drop the New Testament because you read it for the summer. So it applies to everybody. So why don't you? This is a command, and you don't have choice, okay? Christians, baptize, right? Proclaim the Lord as the Lord, then you have to do this, okay? So if set your minds on the Lord, that's the first step, or set your mind on the things above. Word of God.Read through the New Testament once in the summer. 4 chapters New Testament a day.
我们知道如果就是我们就是想在夏天的时间读完新约部分的话，就是这样一个时间每天来读4章书，因为读主的话我们才能让 这样的神的基督的道理能够才能够丰丰富富的能够存在心里，这是他的命令。
So we urge to live a church life.
我们是在过着一个在教会的生活。
Before family life, Bible always mentioned church life first.
在其他的生活之前，圣经里强调的是教会的生活。
With all this Ten Commands or Ten Commandments,
在这里面我们看到的新约的十诫的部分。
And God's blessing will flow through other aspects of life.
所以神就借着这样一切的东西，把他的那个祝福就临到我们。
In the end, God's word tells us God wants to gain His church.
在最后我们就看到神想要得到的是他的教会。
And Lord is coming again soon.
我们知道我们主马上就要再回来。
And we'll be raptured.
我们要
被提。
我们要被提。
Could be tomorrow.
也许就是在明天。
If you think, oh, I don't have time to read four chapters a day.
如果你今天觉得哦，我今天没有时间读四章的新约。
You think about that, Lord Jesus can come tomorrow.
那你就想一想，也许主明天就回来。
Now maybe that will encourage you to read four chapters a day in New Testament.
也许这样想到这点可以激励你今天能够读完这四章的新约。
End of this summer.
在夏天结束的时候。
If with God's grace, I ask you again.
如果神许可，我会再来问弟兄姊妹有没有读完。
Have you finished reading once New Testament?
你有没有在这夏天完整的读完一遍新约的圣经？
You have all other plans.This method will not interfere with other plans you have.
你可能在夏天有很多其他的计划，但是我相信这个计划不会影响你其他的计划。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起有些祷告。
Father, thank you for not only save us, but also join us through the Holy Spirit, your church, your family.
父啊，真是感谢你，不仅救我们，也召集我们在一起。成为你的教会，成为神的家。
May you help us through the Holy Spirit.
真是巴不得借着圣灵你来帮助我们。
Keep your word in our mind.
把你的话语真是存在我们心里。
And help us set our mind on the things above.
让我们能够定念来思念上面的事。
So we all can live a Christian life, Christian church life,To please you.
让我们每个人都能过一个基督徒的生活，基督徒的教会的生活，来喜悦你。
To reflect the image of Christ bodily.
让我们能够来彰显基督的身体。
In Christ Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉主基督宝贵的名。Amen.
So my apology, I just 10 minutes passed.
对不起，我多用了10分钟的时间。